you know, for a couple minutes, what I want to do is just like a behind the scenes thing for people that are worried about, they're finding out about your organization. They're worried about the people coming door to door with a SWAT team to vaccinate them. And, you know, the masks were really bad, but the vaccines will be worse because you can take a mask off.
Yes.
Right. And so is your organization looking ahead to see how to respond to some of the later planned stages? You know, right now, as we're recording this, Biden is supposed to be giving a national speech about the next steps to keeping us safe by making sure the vaccinated people have no rights, that non-vaccinated have no rights. And you can see where it's going because we look into partially in the future by New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah.
And so how do you see the Citizens for Free Speech evolving to respond to the later stages of the technocracy tyranny?
Well, you know what, as far as censorship is concerned, the most important thing we saw is that the right to inform, to have informed consent was destroyed.
Yeah.
Because the other side was not allowed to put any information in opposition to the narrative.
Right. The informed part got taken.
That's right. This is egregious. So we asked what our medical friend, one of my longtime friend, actually, Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Right.
To write a brochure for us that would be the essence of informed consent had it been done legitimately.
Sure.
And it's just a threefold pamphlet, flyer, whatever, but you know, it's got documentation on it as well. Mm-hmm. As just, you know, here's what everybody should be presented with before they decide to take the vaccine.
Even for regular drugs, the same thing. They're not giving it for that either.
Oh, well, they're not. They're not. But so we created this brochure for our members to use to give to people for themselves, but to give to people are really concerned, that they're concerned about. Say, look, you got to read this. I mean, this only three, four panels, whatever, text. Read it from a legitimate board-certified neurosurgeon.
Right.
What you should know before you stick the needle in your arm.
Is that on your website? Is it available?
Richard, we've distributed, we're well over 100,000 of these.
Okay.
Well over it at this point. I've been printing them 25,000 a pop.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, stop the printing presses. But every time, you know, we pick up an order for the printer of 20 or 25,000.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks later, I'm calling it back, say, help, we're out already.
Well, that's great that people are interested in reading it.
They're scared to death. Like you said, they're scared to death. They don't know where to turn. They don't, you know, there is no succinct document anywhere that people can get their hands on for what informed consent should look like.
Right.
That's why we did it. They ask us for it. Say, we need something that we can give people in our effort to exercise free speech and the First Amendment rights we have.
Yeah.
Not just to argue with people, but to help them. Even family members, you know, say, look, I'm not going to talk to you about what I know, a video I listened to last week of this doctor. I'm just going to give you this simple little brochure. Mm-hmm. That one doctor felt this is what you need to know, at least at a minimum, this is what you need to know to give your informed consent. Would you just read this before you do it?
Yeah.
That's all. And I'll shut up. You know, I don't say it anymore.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people are in the position where they can't say anything.
Yes.
Because the division is so sharp.
Yes. But I'll tell you what, people are leaving our brochures and bathroom stalls and restaurants.
Good. You know, good. That is great.
Circle K and, you know, whatever. They found all kinds of creative ways to distribute them.
Even some of the completely gone individuals, like the ones that work in government, you could put it under their door or mail it to them or something like that.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So how do you see I know the organization is just teaching the tools, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you were saying on the show. But also, you've got an unusual overview of what's going on right now.
Yes.
And the stages that are planned to come next.
Yes.
Partly because they've all been publicized. I think that's part of their darker agendas, that they feel that they have to do that in order to you know, meet the criteria of their program. You see where it's going. Do you have an idea how Citizens for Free Speech could kind of stay ahead of it and not tell people what issues to work on, but let them know the ones that are going to be coming up into sharp focus as the measures get stricter? They're building concentration camps.
Right. I don't think so far our volunteers especially haven't had any shortage of issues to be working on concern. They come to us with issues in the first place.
Okay, so maybe that's not.
And you know, we might encourage them in, you know, how to handle a certain situation in their town. Right. Every town is different, though. I mean, there are some differences in every state and every town. Which means it takes a personal education to go out and do it. You know, you have to go and find out what's legal in your community.
Right.
But people come to us with these issues, and we say, look, we want to help you be successful. That's our message. We want to help you be successful, whatever it takes. And so when our volunteers started asking us for some kind of information that they could give to people, first we started out with face masks. And Dr. Blaylock wrote a brochure on face masks and why face masks are harmful.
Yeah,
and why they pose a health risk to you. That's right. Why we created the lanyards that we have given to people that they can wear around their neck. And it's a prop. That's all it is. It's not a legal document. It's just a prop.
Right.
They ask for something. How can I need an icebreaker. I need something that gets me started, you know, and it pertains to the issue I'm concerned with. So when we made the lanyard with a little blue card on it that says, you know, face masks pose a risk to me, we distributed tens and tens of thousands of those things over the last year. And people take them and wear them into stores where they're bad mouthed and whatever, say, I've got a medical exemption and I'm not wearing a face mask. Most of the time they just get a free pass. Oh, okay, fine, go in.
Yeah. It was our natural food store that had police come in and throw people on the ground and drag them out for that. But in general, I know you have to go, but one of the things I wanted to get your comment on is if the government at the federal and the lower levels figures it's really clever to tell the individual businesses that if you really are patriotic, you've got to deny people entry, even to buy food, if they're not vaccinated. I know they'd like to do that.
Yes, they would.
And they're, you know, in France they tried it.
Yes.
And how is there anything CFFS can tell or encourage their members about that would relate to that scenario?
Absolutely. Look, I hate to be like a broken record.
It's all right.
Any city council can stop that nonsense locally in a country minute.
Okay. Most people don't.
If they would do it.